Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Austin. Austin Price, LawQuest.com, joins us twice a week right here on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. And it is Tennessee and Florida week. Austin Price brought to you by The Holistic Connection, online at TheHolisticConnectionTN.com. We welcome in Austin Price right now. Austin, welcome. What's up?
What's going on, guys? I'll say this. If we get the same weather tomorrow that we're getting right now in Central Florida, then Jimmy Pruitt will have practiced in kind of Florida-type conditions all during fall camp, because it's not hot down here.
Nice. What? How much do you expect Bryce Thompson to play tomorrow? He's making the trip. He practiced this week. I'm assuming he's going to get out there. Is he going to start? How many reps do you think he'll get in this game?
I go back and forth on the whole starting thing. I don't necessarily think he's out there for play number one. Maybe he is, but I think he plays 80% of the snaps tomorrow defensively for Tennessee. I just think that, you know, three game suspension. You could argue it a lot of different ways, but I mean, I think that three games is enough. And I mean, if you've been deemed to be not a threat to the school, and you've been allowed to go to class for several amount of weeks, and you know, you're back practicing with football teams, and you know, one would think the next logical step is that he plays. He's going to make the travel roster. Jeremy announced that on Wednesday. He's not traveling to stand over there and watch from the sidelines. He's traveling to play. So I expect him to play and play a lot.
Does this staff have something for Florida in this game? There's so much familiarity on both sides. But do you feel like that what you've seen in these first three games is not all that Tennessee has to offer? And that, I'm not saying they were holding things back for Florida, but this is going to be a little bit more of a kitchen sink type game from the Tennessee coaching staff.
Well, I think this is why you paid Jim Chaney $1.5 million. You hope that he's, you know, kind of game planned and schemed it up, and you know, ultimately Chad, you know, can dial up, you know, several plays that kind of, you know, catch the Gators by surprise. I expect to see a lot of misdirection, you know, things where you think the ball's going, the ball doesn't go there. Places where you think the ball would never go, the ball goes there. And you know, I expect the wheel route to be in full effect. I think Ty Chandler, you know, will be that, you know, that destination of that football when Tennessee does run the wheel route. If Jarrett Garantano is able to throw it, you know, to Ty on that particular play, you know, I just think this game comes down to JG. I mean, I do in a lot of ways. I think that Tennessee will be able to score points, but can they not, you know, turn it over? Can they play mistake free? And you know, can they get things done in a positive direction?
How worried are you if you're Tennessee about the right side of that offensive line, featuring a red shirt sophomore at tackle, a true freshman at right guard? You've got Brandon Kennedy, who's a veteran player, but starting his first SEC road game. I think starting his first SEC game at center. And then Trey Smith, who doesn't have contact during the week at left guard, against this Florida defense where you know Todd Grantham is going to blitz consistently.
Well, you're right. I do think that, you know, if Henderson's not able to go for Florida, to me that changes a lot of the dynamics of the football game. It makes Grantham play more zone, which is what he's played the first few weeks with Henderson missing some time. And it certainly looks like, you know, Henderson, if he plays, will be extremely limited. Zadiga coming off the edge, more of a game-time decision from his defensive end spot. But it's a concern. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the crowd, you know, even if for a noon game where you don't expect the crowd to be as electric as 3:30 or 7 o'clock, I mean, the crowd's still going to be loud, and they're still going to try to affect those young linemen. And it'd be real easy for any of those guys, whether they're a guy that's been in the program or just a guy who's not, you know, started an SEC road game like Brandon Kennedy, but who's been around it, to kind of melt under that microscope.
When you look at Tennessee's receivers in this game, you know, you're going to get a lot of man coverage with Todd Grantham. There's going to be opportunities there. I know it's going to be really difficult to replicate the Auburn game a year ago where they had so much success just throwing it up against man coverage. But is that part of the plan when you've got these guys on the outside, if you're Tennessee, to test those corners for Florida?
Well, I think that you know, you'll see some shots taken, but I think that Tennessee's going to work a lot of the short game too. You know, try to get it out there to the playmakers and kind of almost use that, you know, the quick passing game as an extension of the running game, so to speak. And, you know, I think this is why you pay Jim Chaney $1.5 million for games like this to see if he can kind of find the right formula against that Gator defense that has a lot of speed. But they've got a lot of question marks as well. There's a lot of inexperience in the secondary. You know, can you exploit some of those younger players with Henderson likely out? And you got a safety who's done this the first half for targeting last week against Kentucky. I think Tennessee has got to get off to a quick start. If they fall behind like they did last year, it'll be over before it starts.
How much do you think we're going to see of Emory Jones at quarterback for Florida tomorrow?
I think you'll see him some. I don't think you'll see him a ton. I think they're not going to, like, you know, to me, they're not going to handicap Kyle Trask, you know, and say, okay, we're going to split this, you know, whether it's 50-50 or not, they're not going to give Emory Jones so many reps, in my opinion, that, you know, it hurts Trask. I mean, Trask is, you know, it's well documented that kids, you know, not played a ton of football, but has some talent. And to me, you want to kind of get him into the flow of the game. But I do think situationally, you bring Emory Jones in, kind of like they used Tim Tebow in 2006, you know, with Chris Leak getting the most of the carries. But in spot circumstances, Tim Tebow would come in. I think you'll see the same with Emory Jones tomorrow.
Do you feel like guys on this team are getting better? You know, we talked about that after the disastrous week one, but you wanted to see improvement. Are you seeing some of the younger guys get better and better each week where they're due for a breakthrough, or is this more of a that may not happen until late in the season for a lot of these guys?
Yeah, I do think that they're getting better. I think that, you know, they still have a lot of question marks. But, again, I think that the ignorance for a lot of these young kids in this series, in recent memory, is a good thing for Tennessee because they don't have the scars. They're just going to go out there and play. Now, you're going to battle through some of the inconsistencies and some of the freshman mistakes, but, you know, I don't think that mentally they're going to be intimidated going into this game tomorrow. The guys like Corvarus Crouch, Roman Harrison, Henry To'oto'o, those players are not going to be intimidated at all, and I think that that helps Tennessee in this game with some of these young guys who are getting better each and every week.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Follow him on Twitter, @AustinPriceless. Austin, thank you. We will be recapping this in depth with you on Monday, this matchup.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.